I'll be reading from Psalms 51 today. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. Jesus died on the cross for our sins. And we should thank him because we make mistakes every day. And I don't know about you guys, but sinning has always been an issue for me. Even though sometimes, you know, I make a mistake, and before I make a mistake, I sin. So today I ask everybody, you know, just to bow your heads and quietly pray and talk to God and say, I'm sorry, Lord, for sinning. So everybody pray quietly. I'll close. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you today knowing that we have sinned and knowing that we will sin again. You died on the cross for us, and we thank you for that, but we also were sorry that we will sin again because we are human. Dear Heavenly Father, you are amazing, and I don't know why you love us, but you do. Thank you for everything, Lord. Amen.
Our Confession of Faith will be continuing today with the Westminster Confession of Faith, the Shorter Catechism. By way of review, why are we here? Why were we created? What is the chief end of man? Exactly, that's why we're here. And what is sin? Transgression of God's law, any one of conformity to or violation of the law of God. It's God who defines what is sin, not our society. We're in that section of the Catechism dealing with man's duty to God, and specifically with the Ten Commandments. We're now to the Tenth Commandment, and so what I will do is read the question, and I'll have you join me in the answer, because we know we're at the Thou Shalt Not Covet command. Coveting is at the base of all our other transgressions of God's law. We have other gods before Him because we covet something other than what God has for us. We disobey parents because we covet autonomy as young people. We steal, we commit adultery, we're involved in all those things because of coveting. And this commandment deals directly with that. Which is the tenth commandment? The tenth commandment is, Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. What is required in the Tenth Commandment? The Tenth Commandment requires full contentment with our own condition, with a right and charitable frame of spirit toward our neighbor and all that is his. What is forbidden in the Tenth Commandment? The Tenth Commandment forbids all discontentment with our own estate, envy or grieving at the good of our neighbor, and all inordinate emotions and affections to anything that is his. So we are required to cultivate the feeling of contentment, which is contrary to the spirit of our age, I know.